We try our best to do things really our way, and that don't line up with the Lord's word. We have to be willing to follow what Jesus says. Now, this morning, I want to talk a little bit about obedience. Obedience. Now, our text is going to be coming from Ephesians chapter number 6. Is where we're really going to start at. Now, obedience is simply you doing what you're told to do. Compliance, or you being doing what compliance, or being in agreement with an order, or request, or a law, is submitting to someone's authority. Now, as we went over in the Bible class, we realized this is something that people struggle with, because it requires you again to be submissive. People don't like being told what to do. We live in the earth where scripture done said it already. Everybody does what is right in their own eyes. They don't really want to do what Jesus says to be do for us to do. But if you look at what the Lord says in Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 1, you see obedience is something that is very important, and so much so that the Lord says it's one of those lessons that you work on with your children. According to Ephesians chapter number 6 and 1, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Verse number 2 says, "Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." All right. Now, looking at that particular passage right there, and go over to chapter number 5 and verse number 1, Ephesians 5 and 1, it says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." Mm-hmm. Now, looking at the two verses together, Jesus works on the value and the impact of obedience. The value as well as the impact of obedience. And he says he works on this at the start of life. Because notice what he says in chapter number 6 and 1. He says, "Children, do what? Obey your parents." He said this is at the start of life. We are seeing that this is a lesson that people are omitting out of their home, because we see people struggling with simple obedience as they become older. As they become older, they don't want to be told what to do, and they have no respect for authority. You notice that's really the movement that is going on in the earth. Now, we never, never, never want you to misunderstand that we are for police violence. But we are also never for disobedience. We are never for disobedience. Jesus tells us, I always say, if you're going to disobey anybody, it should be Satan. If you say, well, I just got to get this disobedience out. Well, disobey Satan. That's the one you should focus on being disobedient to. But as it says there, the value and the impact. "Children, obey your parents, for this is right in the Lord." And then if you look at 5 and 1, it says, "Be ye therefore followers of Jesus." In other words, learning how to be a disciple of Jesus as dear children. So in other words, a person cannot learn to be a disciple of Jesus if they're struggling with obedience. If they're struggling with obedience, they'll never be a follower of the Lord Jesus. They will be a follower of themselves, but they will never be a follower of the Lord Jesus. Obedience also is attached to that word honor. If you notice in chapter number 5 and verse number 2, it says, after it tells you children to obey your parents, and then the next verse says to do what? Honor your mother and your father. Honor your mother and your father. Now, we realize having a respect for authority is attached with obedience. Having a respect for authority is attached to obedience. Remember, obedience is defined as doing what you are told to do. You won't respect the instruction if you don't respect the authority of the person that is speaking to you. You won't respect the instruction if you do not respect the authority of the one speaking to you. Now, it's important, again, as Jesus says, this is something that you need to really work on while you're in your youth. Don't try to do it really when you get older, because it messes that your mind your mind ain't submissive. Kind of hard in your mind as you get older. Set in your ways. You know how people say that person is set in their ways. But when they're younger, you can kind of work on them to make them comply with what what is going on. But when they get older, you can't do that. You just got to deal with what you got. Now, if you notice in 6 and verse number 5, chapter number 6 and 5, it sets the expectation with growth and maturity. What can be expected of me? If I learn how to be obedient in my youth, what can be expected of me as I get older, as I mature? In chapter number 6 and verse number 5, it says, "Do what servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart, as unto Christ." So in other words, as I'm getting older, as I realize I'm respecting authority, and authority come from who? Jesus. Authority come from Jesus. It's not... It's simple humility. It's simple lowness of the mind. Learning how to be what? Obedient to those that are over you. Whether it's on your job, whether it's the police officer, whether it's the crossing guard, whether it's the store clerk, whether it's the trash man. These are people that are given authority. In other words, they got a task and they've been assigned that task. And anytime you come into their area, you have to submit yourself to what they are saying, whether you agree with it or not, whether you like it or not, whether you feel they're qualified or not. The Lord done told you servants to do what? Be obedient to your masters, right? Those that are in the flesh. Now that's a hard thing. I remember someone telling me that sometime before. He said, I don't respect nobody if they can't walk on water. And that, now, you know, that's off, you know, because the Lord, that's not scriptural. Because the scripture told you to obey those that are even your masters in the flesh. In the flesh is someone that's a human. In other words, the Lord is telling you, you're going to have other humans outside of yourself that are going to tell you what to do. And they're not going to be your mama and your daddy. See, if you learn how to respect them first, see, 6:1, children, obey your parents. For this is what? In the Lord, for this is right. This is the right way to do it. Now, if you come across people that have a problem with obeying their mom and their dad, you need to say it in your mind, they wrong. They not right, they wrong. You say, oh, they get to do what they want to do, but it's wrong. It's not right. According to the Lord Jesus, he said, learning how to obey your mom and your dad is right. Right? It's right. And learning how to do what? Honor your father and your mother. You said this is the first commandment. A command is something that you are told to do. And you notice you can't do number 2 if you're struggling with number 1. See, a lot of people have had to deal with disobedient children. And because they've had to deal with them and struggle with them, they gave up. And you realize when you give up on them, they're going to give up on you. They never will be able to get to verse number 2. Why? Because you gave up with them. You gave up with them. You gave in. You caved. You caved into their will. And that's not a good thing. Because life don't work that way. If you learn anything about life, life is all about you learning how to submit to other people's wills. Learning how to submit to what other people say. This whole thing about social distancing and wearing a mask. You people say, well, what is it trying to get you to understand? Simple obedience. Simple obedience to those that are in authority. I said, when you go into the store, people say, well, you already know when you get to the store, they tell you, you can't come in unless you got a mask. People try their best to skate around that thing, and that what you know, they was like that as children. If you like that as an adult, you was like that as a child. If you had a hard time doing what somebody tell you to do when you older, that means you had a hard time to do it when they was a child. Now again, if they had a hard time with obedience, they're gonna definitely have a hard time with verse number two. Verse number two tell you to honor your father and your mother. Why? Because this is the first commandment with a promise. We realize that the instructions, the call for obedience comes with consequences. It comes with consequences of either blessing or either a cursing. Go over to Deuteronomy chapter number 11. Deuteronomy chapter number 11, starting at verse number 26. Deuteronomy 11, starting at verse number 26. I guess I'll go over this. All right. Blessing and a curse, right? Mm-hmm. Keep going.
A blessing if you obey.
All right. There it goes. What will I get? A blessing if I learn how to do what? Be obedient. Be obedient to what? The commandments of the Lord our God. Keep going. Yes.
And a curse. That,
now you all should have that highlighted in your book. Now, a lot of people try to get around this, but the Lord said, this is what is set before you. Every day, saints. Every day. Now, you got a choice. You either going to be blessed or you going to be cursed. And blessing means you going to do what Jesus tells you to do. Right? Now, remember, what did he tell you to do? Children, obey your parents. In the Lord. Why? Because this is right. Then he said, honor your father and your mother. Right? He said, this is the first commandment. This is the first instruction given by Jesus with a promise. Right? And then he says, learning how to do what? Servants, obey your masters that are in the flesh. In other words, people that the Lord has set in charge of you.
Right.
That's set over you. Learn how to obey them. And then what? In trembling. And then it says in fear. And realize you're not just obeying them, but Jesus is attached to them. When you're disobeying them, you're disobeying Jesus. Why? Because Jesus says, I'm the one that establishes authority in the earth. The concept of being over someone is instituted by Jesus.
Right.
It was instituted way back in the garden.
Yeah.
Jesus instituted himself as being the authority figure. He told Adam and Eve, gave them simple instructions. Dress, till the garden, be fruitful and multiply, name the animals, right? Those were simple instructions. He said, every fruit of this garden you may freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. So Jesus set the parameters for obedience right there. He said, the command is given. Do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt do what? Surely die. Jesus set up blessing if you obey. Cursing if you disobey. And when they went and started talking to Satan, we realized Satan is not about you obeying instructions, especially when it comes from Jesus. Satan wants you to be obedient to him, meaning that if you learn how to obey Satan, your life will be cursed. I don't care what you put your hands to. I don't care where you go at. I don't care who you hang around. You are cursed. Why? Because you refuse to obey Jesus. Jesus said that I have set before you this day blessing and cursing. Blessing if you obey. Right? Blessing if you obey. But cursing if you disobey. Right? What did verse number 28 say? Yes. That what that devil trying. It's not as though you people got a comprehension problem. Ain't it's not like you don't have a issue of understanding instruction. You let somebody turn you away from what you were told to do. I don't care whatever it is. I don't care whoever it is. I don't care whatever it is. You let them turn you away from what Jesus said. Right? That's right, saints. That's why you thank the Lord for holiness. Thank the Lord for the truth. And you realize you are blessed when you got a mind to obey what Jesus says. You realize that the Lord have separated the wheat from the tares. Those that are sheep and from those that are goats. Huh? The Lord has separated them. Why? He gave them the simple word of what? Obedience. And you realize when it comes to serving the Lord down through the years, I have learned this. I have seen it with my own eyes. People backslide because they refuse to obey simple instruction. And one thing I've learned, you look at even when people decide that they want to be a part of the church, and we ask them those questions. Are you willing to obey those that have the rule over you? Many people have lied to Jesus because they say, yes, I will. And then the first thing that when someone tells them something to do that don't agree with what they want, they're ready to abandon the ship. They're ready to jump out the ship. They're ready to turn around and say, nah, this ain't the Lord. But first of all, you made the vow. That's what the Lord told you, to be careful when you vow a thing before Jesus. Be careful. Be careful when you say, when you consent to do something, and do not defer to pay it. Why? Because stuff is going to get hard. Stuff is going to get challenging. Stuff is going to go against your will. But it does not change the requirement. The requirement is he set before you this day blessing and curse. I don't care where you go at. I don't care what you preach. I don't care how many people follow you. You are cursed. Why? Because you couldn't do something simple like obey what Jesus told you to do, right? That's the truth, saints. As I said that, you know, you turn the writer in verse number 20. What does that say in verse number 28? You are cursed. You are cursed. Huh? You say, Elder Scott, and I ain't cursed. Look how the Lord is not blessing you. The Lord is not blessing you. You not even understanding that you have a condition inside of you. A condition of what? A condition that you had when you were a child. A condition like what? Being disobedient. Being disobedient. Go over to Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 1. A disobedience. Disobedience. You just plain disobedient. You know, people get given instruction. They come and say, they may not say within themselves. They say, Elder Scudder, they half doing. And then your pastor come and say, the one that's watching for your soul say, I think you need to go back to the altar. I think you need to go back to the place where you got some strength and some power. And do your first works over again. What right do you have to tell me to go back to the altar? Jesus, I know Jesus just like you. Well, first of all, you having a problem with simple obedience. Because simple obedience and respecting those that have the rule over you. Lord told you to honor your father and your mother, right? The Lord told you to do that. This is the first commandment with the promise. Children, obey your parents because this is right. In the Lord, this is the right way to do the thing. When someone is over you, you got to learn how to do what they tell you to do. And when you are struggling with that, I don't care how old you are. You could be 80 years old, meaning 80 and gray. If you still have a problem with doing what somebody tells you to do, you've got that same disease you had when you were a little child. What disease did I have? You had a disease of disobedience. And until you overcome that, thing. Until you say, Lord, I don't want to be a disobedient child. Lord, say, your life will be cursed, right? Your life will be cursed, saints. Come on, Ephesians chapter number 2 and 1. And you whom he hath quickened. Who were dead. Yes. Times past. You walked according to the course of this world. In other words, you ain't had no mind to obey Jesus. You had a mind to do what the world told you to do. Don't you realize this salvation is personal? You got to realize the Lord has given me this word for me to obey it. He gave me this word. He set it in front of my face. He set the instruction in front of my face. Whatever it is. Whatever it is, you open up the book, whatever you see Jesus tell you to do, he set that instruction in front of your face. And you got to say, I got to do this. I got to do it. Why? Because Jesus told me to do this. And Jesus told me to be a follower of him. As dear children, be a follower of Jesus. Not a follower of man, not a follower of human beings. Be a follower of Jesus, right? What's the rest of that say?
According to the
Now that lets you know, when people got this, I'm going to do what I want to do, go where I want to go, say what I want to say, be who I want to be, attitude, you're following somebody. And who is it you're following? You're not following Jesus, but you are following somebody, and there's only two headships in the earth. If you're not following Jesus, you're following the devil. Nah, Elder Scudder, yes you are. That's what the Lord says. You got this, I'm going to do what I want attitude. Lord said, in times past. In time, what's the rest of that verse? Verse number 2 say? You walked according to the course of this world.
Right, according to the prince.
The prince and the power of the air.
The spirit that now worketh in the children of Israel.
Oh, yes. You see that? That's not who you want to be. You don't want to be a child that's disobedient. It's a spirit inside of you. What are we learning about in Bible class? Recognizing these spirits. Realizing that we are dependent upon these spirits. And you got to be careful what spirit you allow to come into your life. What spirit you allow to come into your circle. What spirit you allow to communicate with you. What spirit you allow to counsel and to comfort you. You realize some people will allow a spirit of disobedience to guide them, to give them advice, to give them comfort. What do you mean, Elder Scudder? In other words, the only time they feel good is when they're doing something Jesus tells them not to do. That's the only time they feel good about themselves and feel good about life. When they're doing something Jesus told them not to do. You and I got to understand, they're following behind somebody, and it's not the Lord Jesus. It's the prince and the power of the air. It is a spirit that is in them. It is a spirit that's in them. It's a spirit of disobedience. And that spirit of disobedience is not dormant. It's not dead, but it's working. Come on, saints. Do you realize when you come into holiness, you're trying to get a power to stop that spirit from working in you? People don't like the message of holiness. They don't like to read what the scriptures say because it goes against what's working inside of them. But I'm trying to tell you, if you want to live, if you want to be blessed, you got to say, Jesus, please look past my stubborn will and keep on destroying that thing that's working in me. Why? Because that thing that's working in me is trying to kill me. It's trying to steal from me. It's trying to destroy me, right? That's the truth. That spirit is now working in the children of disobedience. Read a little bit more. Among whom, it's not a foreign spirit. It's a familiar spirit. See, holiness is a way, a new way of life and living. Lord told you when you come up out that water to come up walking in the newness of life. You got to understand Jesus taking you into uncharted territories. He's teaching you things your eyes haven't seen. Ears haven't heard. It's all new stuff. But when you get upset with the minute. When you get upset with what Jesus shows you, you've got a spirit in you that says, go back home. Go back to familiar territory. But you've got to recognize that's the devil. That's the devil still trying to work inside of you, right? That's the truth. That's the devil still trying to work inside of you. Devil done set up a workshop inside of you. And he's trying to craft and mold you into what he wants you to be. But you got to say, no, I don't want to be what the devil wants me to be. I want to be what Jesus wants me to be. Jesus done set before me an option. He set before me a choice. He says, Stephen, you can be blessed or you can be cursed. Huh? That ain't nothing complex. That ain't nothing difficult to understand. He said, you can be blessed if you learn how to do what I tell you to do. Huh? So regardless of what go on, do what Jesus said. Huh? Don't just say, Elder Scudder, you said, nah, back it up with the scriptures. If you can't back up what I said with the scriptures, you just say within yourself, that man giving me his opinion. He's just giving me how he thinks. But if Jesus, if you can back it up with the scripture, you realize this word is important. Why? Because the Lord told me this. He said, and if I want to be blessed, I better learn how to obey Jesus. He said, because if you have a struggle, if you have a difficulty obeying Jesus, you will be cursed. Huh? Come on, if you don't do what he say do, you're going to be cursed, right? Cursed in your new home.
Yes.
Cursed driving your new car.
Yes.
Cursed with money in the bank.
Right.
Huh?
Yes.
Cursed with all your new clothes on.
Yes.
Huh? Yes. Elder Scudder, that don't look like no cursing to me. Well, that's why you can't go by what you see.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
You realize the devil is a deceiver.
Yes.
Huh? What does deception mean? He show you stuff that ain't real.
Right.
Huh? He show you stuff that look like it's real, but it ain't real.
Right.
Only you can go by what the Lord said.
Right.
What Jesus shows you is real.
Right.
How do you know how it's gonna? Because light is real.
Right.
Light ain't something fake.
No.
Lord said, let there be light, and there was.
Right.
Light is real. I can see it every morning.
Right.
Huh? Light is up every morning. Whether I get up and see it or not, it's still there. Well, that let me know it's real. Huh? But your job and all that other stuff is fake. Huh? Because you could have it one day and it's gone. The same day. Huh? You could have a house sleeping in it beautiful. It burned up because of a simple electrical fire. Huh? Fire behind the walls you didn't even see. Burn all the way up. Burn down to the ground. Huh? That lets you know ain't no longevity and nothing like that. I can't go to the bank with nothing like that. You say, I got a pocket full of money. Then you got holes in your pocket. Then all of your money fall down on the ground. Then you got to say, I ain't got no holes in my pocket. Holes in your pocket can be bills, unexpected expenses, expenses that you did not expect to have. Huh? Like what? Increase in medication, car breaking down, huh? All kind of things going wrong in your house, all kind of things going wrong in your body, unexpected expenses look like holes in my pocket. Huh? Why? Because I don't care how much I bring in, the Lord says I'm a blow on it. Huh? It's going to go out just as fast as it come in. And you got to look at yourself. Why is this happening? I should be blessed. Huh? I should be secure. I should be steadfast. But it looked like you cursed. Why? Because you refuse to do what Jesus say,
right?
Got to go back to the core. Got to go back to the foundation.
Hallelujah.
Why isn't things working for me? Look like you curse. Huh? And only Jesus can reverse the curse. Huh? He give you the remedy to reverse the curse. To do what? How can I reverse that curse? Go over to the Isaiah chapter number 1. Isaiah 1 and verse number 16, I believe it is. Oh, spirit of disobedience. You got to get that stuff out of you. You got to realize that's working in you before you come into holiness. Huh? That's the truth. It's working in you. You ain't coming into the church and just finding out about disobedience.
Right.
You knew about that spirit when you was born.
Right.
Huh? You coming into the church to learn a different way of doing stuff. Say, Elder Scott, I ain't never paid no tithes. Well, of course, because you was a child of disobedience. You come into the church and the Lord teach you a new way of life and living. That's the truth. New way of life and living. Things you've never seen. Things you've never done before. Well, my neighbor ain't paying them because they not following Jesus.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
My daddy, my mama ain't paying them because they not following Jesus.
Right.
Remember, you are a follower of Jesus.
Right.
Meaning you got to do what he say for you to do.
Right.
Not what nobody else say for you to do. You got to do what Jesus say for you to do, right?
Right.
That's the truth, saints. Come on, read. What does that say? Isaiah 1. All right, what does it say there? Yeah, isn't that the truth? That's right, saints. Put away the evil. That's repentance. Repentance. Repent, right? Come on, saints. That means I got to look over my life every day. I got to look over my life every day and find the stuff that I may be doing that's not like Jesus. Huh? Every thought, every idea, every imagination, every feeling that's not like Jesus. That's if you want to be blessed. Huh? If you want to be blessed, you better look yourself over and say, Lord, I don't want this dirty stuff in me. Get this stuff out of me, Lord Jesus. Wash me, right? Make me clean. Put away the evil. Huh? You roll your eyes, that's evil. Huh? You roll your eyes, that's evil. That ain't like Jesus. You got a slick tongue, that's evil. You got a wicked idea. I caught myself this morning. My wife came in the bathroom and she asked me a question and I felt it. I said, well, such and such and such. And when she walked in, I said, Jesus, that wasn't right. My attitude wasn't right. Where I said it, it didn't feel right. I was just being mean and snappy. That wasn't right. I said, Lord Jesus, take that thing out of me. Let you know that thing be working early in the morning. Why? Because you don't want to sit down and simply have a conversation with somebody that's asking you a question. But that thing be raging inside of you. And you got to ask the Lord, take that stuff out of me. You ain't got no reason to be thinking and feeling that way. Lord bless you to see a brand new day. Brand new mercy. Ain't no reason for you to be upset. Ain't no reason for you to be bitter in the morning. You should be happy. This is the day that the Lord has made. You should be rejoicing and be glad in it, right? That's the truth. But that spirit of disobedience is still there. Come on, saints. It's still there. It's still there and it's working. Even when you don't feel it, it's working. And you got to ask the Lord to wash you. Wash me and make me clean, right? Lord Jesus, put it away. I don't want that stuff to be inside of me, Lord. Put it away. You can't put it away if you fail to identify that it's wrong. You're going to keep on doing it if you don't see no wrong with it, right? Why would you let it go if you don't see nothing wrong with it? People don't want to do what Jesus says because they don't see nothing wrong with what they're doing. They love the devil. They love the devil until he let them know, I ain't got nothing to offer you but death. Then they want to come running to Jesus. Lord said, you should have been running to me. I gave you instruction from your youth. Devil didn't give you no instruction from your youth. Lord said, I gave you instruction from your youth. I was talking to you when you was just a child. And that devil wasn't talking to you. The Lord said, I was talking to you when you was just a child. What did you say to me, Jesus? Obey your parents. But they get on my nerve. Bite your tongue. Learn to be blessed. Learn to be a blessed person, right? Children, obey your parents. This in the Lord, why? Because it's right. Elder Scott, I'm grown. Elder Scott, I'm grown. I pay my own bills. They don't take away the instruction. Sister Fisher, you better get over there to mom. She said, you come over here. You can't. Sister Fisher can't look and say, mama, I'm grown. I got grand. No, I'm still your mom and your daddy.
Right.
Honor your mother and your father.
Right.
This is the first commandment. Don't you want a promise from the Lord?
Right.
Yeah. I need the Lord to keep on blessing me.
Yes,
saints. Why? because the Lord's been too good to you. I want the Lord to keep on blessing my life. I need His blessing, right?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Children, obey your mom and your father. Children, obey them. Honor your mother and your father. Don't be ashamed. You ain't nobody but the devil make you feel like you too grown to honor them. No, don't do that. Mom and daddy, what can I do for you? Anything I can do to help you out? Why you want to do that? Because I want to honor you. I want to make sure that you know that you are respected. What you say is important to me. It's valuable. Why is it valuable? Because one day your mom and dad ain't going to be there. You ain't going to be able to hear from them no more. And you're going to want those that came from your loins to honor you. Now remember, why would they do for you any different than you did yourself? I see a lot of adults be upset with their children. Say, my children, I don't understand it. You better go back and look at yourself. Say, how much honoring did I do? How much respect did I give my mom and my dad? Why? Because it's a boomerang effect. What you sow, you reap. It's the laws of the harvest, right? That's the truth. That's the truth, saints. Elder Scott, I don't want to be that. Well, you better go back and make some corrections. You better make some correction with that. With that, Isaiah say, wash you, make you clean. Do things different. Do things different. Come on, get it in your mind. Do things different. Do it the right way. Do it the way Jesus say for it to be done. Why? Because if you do it the way the Lord say, you'll be blessed. You won't be cursed. You'll be blessed. Jesus said that. Jesus, I said before you this day. Blessing and cursing. Blessing if you obey what I tell you to do. And it didn't take long to say nothing. But that curse, it got a whole lot of baggage with it. If you look at verse number 26 in that Deuteronomy, that curse got a whole lot of baggage with it. That makes sense. When the Lord said the way of the transgressor is hard. Meaning that curse life got a whole lot of baggage with it. Stress. Anxiety, depression, disease, famine, neglect, loneliness, all of that is with that curse life. You can have all the stuff you want, but when you curse, I don't care what you put your hands to, it ain't going to make you happy. Say, I'm going to get me some silver. You get silver, Lord said, you ain't going to be satisfied with that silver. Well, I'm going to get a little bit more than what I got. You ain't going to be satisfied with that increase. That's a true saint. Yeah, that curse got a whole lot of baggage go along with it. What did the rest of it Isaiah say? Stop doing the wrong.
Learn to do well.
Didn't I tell you all? That's why people have such a hard time with holiness. Because they don't want to stop doing their wrong. You might as well be honest. Say, Elder Scuttle, I like being around you guys, but I don't want to stop doing wrong. Then I know, we already know what you're working with. I guarantee you ain't going to stay long. Because everybody, when we talk about the goodness of Jesus, you ain't going to have nothing to talk about. Why? Because you don't want to do what Jesus told you to do. Not that I don't want to hang around you, but you don't got nothing. We don't have nothing in common. And remember, the two can't walk together unless we agree. And I'm in complete disagreement to your lifestyle. I don't agree with what you're doing. I don't agree with how you're living. Because that goes against what Jesus says. And I'm too busy trying to be blessed. That's the truth, saints. I made my choice that I want to be a blessed person. Therefore, I do what Jesus tells me to do. You got family members be talking to you all weird because they curse, because they depressed, they sad. And you look at the life they living. They want to be telling you how to live like they live. I don't want to live like you. Every time you call me, you sad. You depressed. You miserable. And you talk about me because I go to church. I live for the Lord. No, now, you say all that ain't necessary. Obviously, it is. If I want to be happy, I got to do everything I'm doing. Only I can be honest with myself. Only time no funny feelings come up in me is when I'm not doing what Jesus say do. Those attitudes. You know, saints, you know how you be feeling when you ain't here for a while. You come in looking like you ain't been here for a while. You don't even talk right. You'd be all looking all down, and you should be saying, you should be happy.
Yeah.
Huh? You should be glad about the Lord. Yeah. Well, I ain't got nothing to be glad about. Why you ain't got nothing to be glad about? Because you don't know I've been going through this and I've been going through that. All that stuff been keeping you away from Jesus.
Yeah.
And you got to realize it's trying to curse you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It don't want you to be blessed. It wants you to be cursed, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
It's true.
Thank you.
Read a little bit more.
Learn to do well.
Yes.
Seek judgment. Leave your prayer.
Uh-huh.
Justify the list.
Yes.
Plead for the widow.
Yes.
Come now, let us
reason together.
Saith the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Though your sins be as scarlet.
In other words, stop trying to reason with people and reason with the Lord.
Right.
Say, Lord, I don't understand what's going on. Stop telling people that you don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Stop telling people, I just can't understand this and understand that. Jesus said, come to me.
Right.
Huh? Come now.
Yeah.
In other words, when you get at that crossroad of life and stuff don't add up the way it need to add up, stop going to people and talking about what's going on. You need to come to some form of reasoning within yourself. And the Lord is telling you, in order for you to get good advice, huh? Good advice. Good counsel, good judgment. Don't go to nobody but Jesus. He tell you don't delay it, don't procrastinate, but come now. In other words, when you get that funny feeling inside of you, saying, Lord, I don't know what I should do. Something's happening on the inside of me, and I can't understand it. It don't add up. The 2 plus 2 don't equal 4.
Yeah.
Something's not adding up. Lord said, don't go to nobody else. Come to Jesus. Come to him when you come to him now. Stop what you're doing and come to the Lord right now. Right? Find prayer. Find prayer, saints. Huh? Find some prayer. I told you, you're in trouble. If the only time you pray is when you come in here. You need to learn how to pray wherever you are. Huh? Folks do you wrong while you driving? Huh? You should stop right there. Pull to the side of the road and have a talk with Jesus. Tell the Lord, Jesus, don't make sense. I don't understand. I didn't do anything wrong. What's wrong, Lord Jesus? I will comfort you. Huh? He said, come now, let us do what? Reason together. Saith the Lord, right? Though your sins be as what?
Huh?
Don't say it. A wrong feeling is not there when it is. You feeling it. Huh? That what First John told you. Don't say you have not sinned when the Lord is already showing you sin. Huh? This morning is a perfect example. I could have just simply said, well, I just didn't feel well. You disturbing my space. That's the reason why I was snappy. That's the reason why I didn't want to talk to you. Nah, there's something else working inside of you. Something else working inside of you that's not like Jesus. Huh? And the Lord is trying to show you, as a saint, you should not be so bitter. You should not be so upset just because somebody want to simply talk to you. Huh? That's not like the Lord, saints. You don't want that kind of spirit inside of you. Jesus is trying to show you yourself, right? He's trying to show you yourself. And he's trying to show you yourself so that you can be better. Not bitter, but better.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
A lot of times people think that the Lord be showing them themselves so that they can turn into being bitter. Nah, he wants you to be better.
Right.
Huh? A better what? A better saint.
Better.
A better person.
Right.
Huh? Yeah, a better, more approachable person.
Right.
With a pleasant attitude.
Yeah.
A pleasant disposition.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
That's the truth, saints.
Yeah.
Read a little bit more.
Okay. Don't they be like,
yeah, I don't care how bad you off you are. Uh-huh. But you got to come. You got to come to the Lord and ask the Lord to fix me. Huh? Let the Lord know I don't want to stay the way I am. Huh? The red can't stay red.
No.
The scholar can't stay scholar.
No.
They got to be willing to do what? Change. Huh?
Right.
Change is uncomfortable, Lord, yes, but you still got to be willing to change.
Right.
Next verse.
If you be willing.
Here you go. Now the Lord is going to show you the difference between obedience and disobedience.
Right.
So Elder Scudder, I don't understand. I am obeying. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Let's see what Jesus say. If you be what? Willing and obedient. You'll eat the good of the land. Huh? Now you, both of those got to come together. Willing and obedience got to come together. Huh? In other words, you can do a thing and still not be willing. Huh? How many of you wash dishes and didn't want to wash them? Yeah, yeah, because see, and you wonder why you wasn't blessed. Why wasn't I getting blessed? Am I washing my dishes, Lord Jesus? Because you forgot. Those two words work together. You got to be what? Willing. Those two words work together. You got to be what? Willing and obedient. Then you'll eat the good.
But if you refuse and rebel,
oh, there you go.
You shall be devoured with the sword.
But the mouth of the Lord.
Spoken it.
Now the Lord is showing us two contrasting ideas, letting us know there's a big difference between willing and obedience and refusing and being a rebel. Some people got that rebel mentality, huh? And they use the word to hide behind it, huh? They use the scriptures that hide behind their rebel mentality. But you realize if you go back to it, you realize, you say, what was the cause of this rebel mentality? Because the Lord told them to do something and they didn't want to do it. Huh? They took the Lord's word and they refused it. Huh? And when they refused it, they created something else inside of them called a rebel. Huh? A rebel, you know, remember, have y'all ever watched Star Wars? And you always saw that they labeled the good people as the rebellion. Because the bad people was trying to do something in the earth. Darth Vader was horrible. He was trying to do a whole lot of evil in the earth. But there was always the weak poor. And they said, oh, are you a part of the resistance? Are you a part of the rebellion? Huh? They're letting you know they was fighting against the evil. Huh? But see, Satan got that thing flipped. You fighting against the good. You don't want to fight against the good. Remember, the Lord brought you out of sin into the church. Brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And remember, you said, Lord, whatever you say, I'm going to do it. Huh? All that the Lord has said, we will do, right? Because something go that you don't like, you don't agree with, instead of you going to the Lord in prayer. Huh? See, you don't go to people. If I tell Deacon to do something, the wrong thing for Deacon to do is to go to somebody else and talk about what I said that he don't like. He need to take what I said and go to the Lord and ask the Lord, help me to let this reason in my mind. Come now, let us do what? Reason together. Says who? Says the Lord. Don't go to people and talk about it. Go to the Lord and say, Lord, help me to understand what you are trying to say to me. Right? Come on. Because if you go to people, they're going to give you the wrong advice. Huh? They're going to give you the wrong advice. They're going to try to tell you what thus saith the Lord. And first of all, they not your pastor. Huh? So if they not your pastor, they can't watch for your soul. Huh? The Lord said, I gave you a pastor. He'll watch for your soul, feeding you with what? Wisdom and understanding, right? Obey them that have the rule over you in the Lord. Submit yourselves to them. Huh? Come on, saints, that's true. That's over there in the book of Hebrews. I don't want you out. That wasn't one of my scriptures to talk about, but it's good. It'll help you to understand. Hebrews chapter number 13, I believe it is. 13 and 17. This is your new walk. This is your new life, saints. When you come into holiness, out of darkness, into the marvelous light, this is your new walk. The Lord says, you in your old self, 50, 60, 70, the Lord said, I got to work from the beginning with you. Huh? What do you mean you got to work from the beginning? Now you have to come like a child. Huh? Come like a child. What's the first instruction to the child? Children, obey your parents. Oh, that elder Scudder, he's so much younger than me. I'm old enough to be his daddy. I'm old enough to be his granddaddy. But I'm still your pastor. You better learn how to obey what I tell you to do. Why? Because I'm watching for your soul, right? Your old soul is being watched by this young person, right? And you need to do what? Obey. Them that have the rule. Submit yourself to be right. But what do they do? I see, y'all don't understand. I'm not doing this because it feels good. I got to give an account. Lord, gonna hold me accountable. Lord, say, you didn't see them doing wrong and didn't say nothing to them? You didn't see them doing something opposite than what I said in the word, and you didn't say nothing to them? Book of Ezekiel talk about that cursed pastor, that cursed shepherd. That cursed shepherd in the book of John say he see the wolf coming.
Right.
He see the danger coming. And he don't say nothing about it. Why he don't say nothing? Because he liked the profit. He liked the money, right? He liked the praises of men more than he loves the praises of Jesus.
Right.
So you best believe I'm going to get on you.
Right.
You pay your tithes and you know you got paid $700. And you come putting $50 in the tithe envelope, you're going to hear me say it. You're robbing from Jesus.
Right.
Why would you rob from the Lord?
Right.
What is an extra $20
right.
compared to all that $700 he put in your pocket? What is an extra $20?
Right.
Why would you cheat the Lord?
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Come on, it don't even add up. All that the Lord has given you.
Right.
What did he give you? He gave you the strength to go to your job. He gave you the breath to do your job.
Right.
He gave you the mental capacity.
Yes.
Do you realize the Lord can mess your mind up
yes.
to where you don't even know how to walk left and right?
Yes.
Meaning you'll just stand still and slobber out of your mouth.
Yes.
Why? Because the Lord took the ability out of your mind, right?
Right.
Yes. You don't need the Lord to prove himself like that to you.
Oh,
it ain't worth it. Huh? It's not worth it.
No, it's not.
Not worth it. You better obey Jesus.
Right.
Whatever he tell you to do, just do it.
Right.
Do it and be blessed.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Do it and be blessed, saints.
Right.
Refuse the cursed life.
Yes. Yes.
Cursed life is it don't mm-mm. It ain't worth it, man. I don't care how far along you go and what you get, it ain't gonna last. It's as though the devil is setting you up for depression.
Right.
That devil will give you all this stuff, and then soon as the Lord say enough is enough, it'll be snatched away from you. And you'll be left empty. And you'll be saying, I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't understand. Ain't nothing fair. You don't want to live like that. I want to be blessed. Yes, I want to be blessed. I want every blessing the Lord got in store for me. I want the Lord to continue to lead and guide me. I realize that when the Lord leads you, he do it right. Because I think about all the opportunities. I was thinking about Mariposa. We had a house that we were looking at on Mariposa. Nice little house. And then we went down in the basement and saw it. It had burn marks. I said, oh, this house is on fire. And it looked like it was pretty good. It looked good on the outside. Looked good on the outside. Nice neighborhood, but burn. I said, no, Lord won't give us nothing. Been through no fire. Huh? Nah, he won't do that. He won't do that. He'll give us a blessed life. We couldn't find nothing. Isn't that something weird? We couldn't find nothing. We had a certain period of time to work in. Could not find nothing. He said, oh, well, don't worry about it. We'll just go on and go back. So go back to our room. Not the house. Go back to our room.
Yes.
Go back to our room and just sit in our room a little while longer. Let patience have her perfect work. Go back in our room and sit a little while longer. Lord, bless us. Find a house up in Darby. Bless us. Have a big old house. Had to keep running back and forward. Man, oil run out. Ain't got no heat. Leave my job. Can I go running from all the way downtown to meet the oil man? paying my money. Here you go. Oh, yeah, thank you. Take the money. I'm going to push this button, turn the oil back on, but you got to pay me $50 for that. Oh, run it back home just so we can have some heat. It's cold in here. It's cold in. Don't turn the thermostat up too high. Keep it down low. So we got, because I can't afford to be getting the oil right now. Making it. Then we got a whole nature attack in the front of our house. Possum, mice, all over the place. I don't care what you do. Birds, possum, mice, cats all over the place, everywhere. Cats fighting all on them, bats flying all around. I said, Lord, something's got to be better than this. I'm trying, Lord Jesus, to provide for my family. I'm trying to keep a roof over our head, Lord. I don't want to be a curse. I want to be a blessed life, right? Lord said, let patience have her perfect work. Lord, let something happen. Then when the something happened, you get the call. The call that turned the things around. Call your mind didn't know, didn't see coming years and years ago. I want you all to go back into the house. Y'all stay there and get it. Fix it up. We'll fix it up. Whatever y'all want done, just let us know. We'll do it. Blessed life. Blessed life. Huh? Blessed life. Family upstairs do this. Got to deal with it. Deal with it. It's fine. Don't buy. I don't mind living there. But Lord said, nah, that's not all of the blessed life I have for you. The blessed life. Blessed life. There's not enough space for us. We need to move out. Oh, all right. Y'all go ahead. Move on out. I hope everything worked well for you. Hope everything worked well for you. Upstairs is all empty now. Well, might as well open up the house. Open the whole house up now. Never had the house opened up before. Huh? Previous owners didn't even have a whole house opened up before. Lord said, I'm going to open it up for you.
Right.
Why? Because I want you to just see just how blessed you are.
Right.
Huh? Blessed life. It ain't finished. It ain't all. But I'm still saying, Lord, you have blessed me.
Right.
Huh? I mean, bless me beyond measure. The blessed life, saints. You want to walk down the blessed path, right? So that you can get all the blessings Jesus had in store for you. Every blessing Lord have in store for his people. As long as we do what? Walk up right before him. Do and say the things that are what? Please. Does that make sense, saints? All right. I'm not going to try your patience any longer. But we thank the Lord for you. We had a couple of more scriptures to give you, but I'll just give them to you. Exodus 15 and 26. Y'all go over there and get that. Exodus 15, 26, and I'm going to let you go. I ain't going to hold you no more. Exodus, what I say, 15... 26.
And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord.
Who should I be listening to? It's amazing. It's amazing how people don't see that they're backsliding because they talk to people and not to the Lord. Lord ain't going to tell you to do wrong. Lord ain't going to take you down the path wrong. But when you talk to people, they'll get you off track. And they'll turn the Bible and use it. They say, well, the Lord said this, but hold up. That goes against what I was just told. Who told you that? Your pastor? The person that watched for your soul? Well, he ain't right. That should be a cue in your mind. That's the devil talking to me. When the Lord done told me to obey them that had the rule over you. Right?
Yes.
It's amazing to me. I don't care how big the church get. I don't care how big, how small it is. It's a simple principle that people struggle with from day one. Just learning how to be what? Obedient.
Right.
I don't care what it is. Now, I'm trying to tell you, you're not going to always agree with everything that's being said.
Right.
But you still have to understand you must be what? Willing.
Yeah.
Willing and obedient.
Right.
Read a little bit more of that in Exodus.
And will do that which is right.
Yes. In whose sight?
In Jesus' sight.
Not my sight. Do what's right in the Lord's sight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
And will give ear to his commandments.
All right.
And keep all his statutes. I will put none of these.
Hold up, saints. Is that a part of the blessed light? Amen. Lord said, I will put none of these diseases on you.
Which I have brought upon the Egyptians.
What does the Lord do?
Now that's
in the scriptures. See how even healing is associated with what? Obedience. But when you got that rebel, refuse kind of attitude, I ain't going to do what nobody say. Huh? He don't know much as I do. I know the word just like he know the word. You going down a dangerous path, brother. Huh? You got the wrong attitude, sister. Huh? Because the Lord say, I'm the one that set him up. Lord says, I give you pastors. Huh? Lord said, I give you pastors what? After my own heart.
Right. Jesus.
Don't refuse the heart of the Lord. The heart of the Lord is full of love and compassion.
Right.
In other words, you might not like what is being said. You might not like what's being said, but you got to be willing and obedient. Don't even entertain refusing and having a rebel mentality. Okay, don't entertain it. It's not gonna end well for you. It's not. Who's else? God, I'm doing all right now. Look at you. I'm telling you, it's not gonna end well for you. The end result is not going to be what you're looking for. Well, you can't tell me, Elder Scudder, I got a house, I got this, I got that, plenty of money. It's not going to end well for you. Everybody understand that word, end? In other words, when you stop breathing. Huh? When you stop breathing, you think you're going to go back with Jesus. You ain't going back with the Lord. You're going back with the Lord. You're going to hell with other sinners. You and your apostolic teaching, huh? Your Holy Ghost ways, you're going right to hell, huh? Why? Because you did what? Refuse and rebel. And the Lord said, you are what? Curse. You're cursed. I was talking to the brother the other day. He said, such happened. I said, brother, if I was you, I'd leave it alone. Don't bother with it. Leave it alone. Because ain't no good going to come from it. Huh? You start mixing and dabbling with people that say, oh, come on. No. Go get somebody else to do. No. Can't bother with you. Why? Because you curse. You curse and you don't even know you curse. And I'm blessed. And I ain't trying to mess up my blessed life with your cursed life. That makes sense? I ain't trying to mess up my blessed life with your cursed life. Because I know Jesus sees it. And Jesus got a day with your name on it. And I don't want to be attached with you. Huh? We had these examples about when we be attached with people. They ain't got nothing to do with what they doing. But when the judgment comes, it hits everybody. That was true. When the Lord opened up, had them serpents come and eat them folk, everybody got bit. Huh?
Yes.
Even those that were doing right got bit.
Yeah.
But those that were doing right, they followed the instructions
right.
For the remedy too.
Right.
Lord said, just look up and live.
Right.
But when you got that rebel, refusing kind of attitude,
right.
Even when the remedy is set before you, that amazes me about that day. I know because I know people. Somebody still sat in that area and died because they wouldn't simply look up at that cross and live. Lord told Moses, lift up the serpent. If those that look up, look at the brazen serpent, they'll live. Lord said, those that have been bitten, if they just look up at it, they'll live. Do you realize somebody still refused to look up? Because they was filled with that rebel, that spirit of refusal. And remember, it's a spirit that works in children that are what? Disobedient. And we don't want to be that way, saints. We want to be children that learn to obey Jesus. Even having the Holy Ghost is conditioned upon you learning how to obey the Lord. Acts chapter number, y'all have that in your notes. I'm not going to go read it, but Acts chapter number 14, Acts chapter number 5 and 32, and John 14, 23 and 24. Acts 5 and 32, John 14, 23 and 24, let you know that the Holy Ghost, it only comes through obedience. People say, well, Elder Scudder, why am I tarrying so long? Because that means you're having a problem learning how to be what? Obedient. You're still operating in a spirit of refusal, a spirit of rebellion. And the Lord said, I cannot come in as long as you got that spirit that you're entertaining. But you need to do like the Isaiah letter said, wash you, make you clean, put away, put away, put away. Don't keep it there, put it away. All right? Then the Lord will gladly come on the inside of you. He'll gladly fill you. All right? All right, saints. We trust you got something out the word. Hide the word.